Welcome to your five for today. Options, decisions, targets, choices and resolutions, call them what you may, decisions need to be made every day of our lives. From an early age, toddlers might be asked, which one do you want? Or, do you want this one or that one? Better still would be the question, what ice cream do you want? As a youngster visiting my mum's parents, I got to choose a colour of pop for our main meal. Flavours didn't mean anything to me, but red pop was the best. Think of a wedding invite. These days, menu choices are in the envelope with the choice of starter, main and pudding. I'm quite traditional and often opt for a soup because it comes with a bread roll, a roast and then profiteroles. Very nice. Then there's the gift list to choose from. As a comprehensive school teacher and a Year 9 form tutor, students get to pick option choices this year in readiness for GCSE courses next year. They will get to ditch some subjects and opt for ones that will help them with their preferred career choice. I still remember my option choices from school. Option 4 was the hardest. I'm no good at art, so art and any tech drawing was out. I didn't fancy home economics and wasn't that fond of PE whilst in comprehensive school. I chose music. I didn't play an instrument, so imagine my horror when the teacher, Mrs. Lewis, said I'd have to sing for 33% of the overall exam grade. I hadn't had a singing lesson in my life. My only experience was the singing and harmonising in church. Anyway, I'm pleased to report that I had a C in GCSE music and I was very happy with that grade. At the start of a new year, people often set personal goals or targets. We call them New Year's resolutions. For some, the eat healthier and go to the gym targets are great for the first week of January, but then become less attractive. For others, they complete each set goal every year and achieve. Well done if you're in that category. The reality is that every day we make choices. Most are usually good, I trust. However, sometimes bad choices are made and there are consequences to deal with as a result. Some decisions we don't even think about, like what to have for breakfast, what to wear, and so on. Others will involve good time management and, at some point, a decision will need to be made as to when you will finish a piece of work or work itself. An obvious point to make here is that we cannot change the past. We learn from the past, and right here, right now, we make a conscious decision to live differently, to behave differently, and to act differently. When Joshua spoke to the children of Israel, he said, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What a target for the new year. As part of a Christian family, my wife, two boys and I seek to serve the Lord. We are not alone in that thousands of people in Britain seek to do exactly the same thing. But what about your goals for this year? What needs to change in your life? What decisions will you make this year? For some, holiday destinations will need to be agreed on. For others, it'll be what presents they want for a special birthday, maybe. But can I ask, what personal goals will you set in terms of a relationship with God? What do you hope to achieve by the end of December? Sound advice comes from a well-known verse. "Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus. Tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, help me to take one day at a time." Yes, the only guaranteed time of your life and mine is right here, right now. Choose God if you've never done so before. Choose life, which will be eternal life spent with God in heaven. For the dying criminal on the cross, at the end of his life, he could say to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." The reply was, Today you will be with me in paradise. For you, it could be, today you've become a member of the family of God. Welcome. Well, that's time up for today. With all choices that need to be made, choose wisely, and all the best with any New Year's resolutions that you've made.